Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Rambles. It's Anita. I actually made it on time with hosting for a second episode. And as you can tell, this episode is going to be a 30-minute episode. Still short, well, shorter than others broadcast, but it's a long one for me because, well, I just feel like running my mouth for 30 minutes. Anyway, so for those listeners who didn't listen last week, I had the last episode, which was the 18th of June, and also I'll talk about that later, but anyway, I changed that episode from this episode, which was originally supposed to have aired the beginning of last month, but then I had issues, and then the interesting story with the Trump supporter who considered Trump's tweets to be news, Gushin came to agree to find out where we actually agreed and disagree in a civil fashion. Yes, a black millennial with an afro. Well, at the time I didn't have an afro. It wasn't chemically straightened. And a white middle-aged Trump supporter at a Hispanic restaurant can come to an agreement. So everybody else can't because there's no money in peace. We all know that. But seriously, today's episode will be on the word allow. Allow is sort of like genie granting. By allowing something to happen, you are granting it permission. No. And I'm not saying no, that my definition is wrong. And I'm going to Google it to prove I am not wrong because I'm one of those people. But okay. Allow. According to the first thing Google says, to give someone permission to do something. Synonyms include permit, let, authorize, give permission for, give authorization for, sanction, license, enable, entitle, and more. Also, second one, these are for the verb. Not the noun, but the verb. Permits to have something. Example given from the first Google search is, he was allowed his first sip of scotch and soda. And based on the impliedness that he was probably a minor. So, yeah. Anyway. I put this episode out there because I thought of how much crap I allowed. And not just the crap quality client, I was saying that three times fast. And one of my friends she's like, I should steal that part of my, I've had a couple of crap CQCs. But anyway, I thought about everything else I allowed. I allowed new teachers, bad coworkers, no pay. And I think it's more of a female thing, and yeah, I am bashing my own. We like peace. We feel like, okay, if this happens, then, you know, it's going to have peace. So I'm going to allow, like, this to happen. I'm going to give permission for that frenemy to disrespect me. I'm going to give permission to have that person unfriend me and then unfriend me on Facebook. And I'm going to give permission and this is a true story, for someone to forget my birth. Again, you know how sensitive I am about my birth. I'm a Pisces, you know. And be okay with them giving this up. Oh, I only give gifts on birthdays that are milestones, but you forgot my birthday last year. And maybe it's also a manipulation tactic, not just on the person allowing, because we feel like, okay, if I allow, they'll see how much I love. No, it's because you're giving the other person permission to manipulate you. Example, the classic, and this is something guys have used, and Lisa Leeson talk, if you love me, you will. You're allowing, you allowed him to say that. So, and B, if you did it, you allowed him to disrespect you by saying that. Very powerful. in your 20s, you're really more pumped because you want to make friends. You still have that high school mentality. Because, let's face it, the workforce is high school all over again. There's an alpha, beta, nice. There was this random quote that said, you're your most authentic self when you're 8. Not true, that is. But anyway, when you're trying to figure it out and you realize, I can't allow this. This is disrespectful to the person I love, and that person I love is myself. I can't, no. This is not working. I'm accountable to myself. I'm accountable, and I can't look this in the face for this to happen. I can't. No. And I look, again, going back to what I said, I look back on those low pays. I allowed that to happen because I stayed. I mean, even like with an internship, she said, you can't be stupid, but could you stay for an extra, like, you're not paying me, you're going to fire me anyway. Why am I still here? Like, I respect you enough for giving me notice, but why am I giving you 40 hours of work for no money for you to turn? And how can you fire somebody if you're not paying them? Again, that also goes to that sales, whatever I had in 2015. It's like, you're not paying. Why am I allowing myself to stay here for something I don't really believe in? There's no support from my manager, and that manager at the time told me, oh, well, you're not a salesperson. They only paid me for one day, and I stayed. I allowed that to happen. I co-created this. I did more than co-create. I created this by accepting. And once you learn, you know, this is not what I want. No. And also going back to the episode about no being the most powerful, well, it's one along with allow. Because if you don't allow something to happen, you don't really have to use. You use the word no. Can I? No. Allow? No. I don't want this. Or another example in my career life was the first oil and gas. When they messed up my paycheck, the first time I thought it was my fault. You know, you give people the benefit. I gave them the benefit. But then when it happened, I think a second time. After that second, it's like, I should not have allowed that, and I should, but you know, shoulda, woulda, coulda, been like on the phone with the temp agency because it wasn't going to get better. It was the honeymoon phase. It was like, you know, this is the second time this has happened with this company. I don't feel like it's a good fit. Please transfer me. There's a level of strength that comes with saying, no. And once you reach middle age, you're like, well, obviously, the first X number of decades of this did not work. I mean, the same thing is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. The only result I'm getting out of this is a headache. No, I don't want this. I deserve better, you know? And I did hear about, for those who have been living under a rock, the Jay-Z 444. My opinion, because everybody has one, you don't have to listen. I'm just going to give mine because this is my show. She allowed it. And I get it, because in a relationship, you have free, everybody has free will. That's like a God-given gift. If you believe in God, then so yeah, free will, and then there's consequences. And consequences trump free will. There's just the checks and balances, the universe. First, she admitted on a song from Dave, I want a guy like my dad. She put it on and just gave it to her. She stayed. Just like Cajun King's wife. Cajun Queen. You allowed that to happen by staying. You allowed that. And the crazy thing is, whenever people use the excuse of the Bible, it's like, even in the Bible, it doesn't happen if you teach. Yeah, I don't want to. And I admit, I have not bought lemonade, and I feel like I like Dangerously in Love. I sort of thought B-Day was short. Sasha Fierce says, all right. I feel like after four, she sort of came into her own, I guess, relationship. I mean, let's face it, relationship issues make really good music. So in my opinion, I think everything's gotten better. I haven't bought lemonade, but I also think, why did you put your younger sister in the middle of your relationship thing? Really? I had a mom who, okay, my boyfriend cheats, let me drop the groceries at home that I bought for us and take a gun and beat him. I'm not going to stay with him. We got some food, but I'm not going to stay. Like, the Bible, you can leave. So you chose to stay. Don't come crying and getting mad at Becky with the good hair. Becky was not the first. Much like the episode of Steve Harvey where the guy went, he was wanting a girl, and this was back when I was living in San Jose, I was living in Columbia, on my way to work, and I heard a story about a woman who basically got shamed because she went to dinner with a married man. And I know people got mad, but the backstory is he went to her job with divorce papers. Obviously, that means he is single if he's coming with divorce papers. She looked at him, and she's like, "You're not certified." He's like, "Oh, I'm getting certified on Monday." So, okay, you know. Nice guy, has the papers you think is legit. He went, and then it turns out her aunt was friends with the guy's wife. But my thing is, and I will harp on this to any of my friends, that was not his first time cheating. Because I don't know any guy who, when they're trying to impress a girl to cheat with, are going to go through the trouble of getting a template of divorce papers and printing them up. I mean, maybe as it's a lazy thing to say, but I think some of my guys are too lazy to do all that. I mean, if you're going to do sort of admire that level of determination. Misguided, yes, but still, that wasn't the first, and that's why the wife needs something with you. But you allowed it to get that far. I mean, if he's so good at practicing cheating to the point where he is going to print those out, you didn't notice him printing them out in your ink cartridge running low. There were signs. Don't get mad at her because you allowed it. I know it's me, but true. And now I will talk about the CQC. Yeah. I have a thing, and I have done this with certain clients. I gave an annoyance fee because this client was rude. And I was like, yeah, I need to charge an annoyance fee. I didn't do that with this one. So this particular CQC emailed me when I was at a writing group meeting. So this was 2 weeks ago, but a Saturday writing group meeting. And I had my phone charging there. I went to check on my phone because I thought, okay, it was at 100%. You know, seeing if it's at 100%, you know, checking for any FaceTime messages. So there was, it was basically like a free time. So I was like, okay, I'm going to switch back, check my phone, come back. And if it's charged, just put it in my book bag so I can leave. So I was getting hungry too. So I look at the email. Did not even send me the correct information, which meant I should not have allowed this client. I should have just deleted them. I had it in my ad. If you don't send me this, I will delete. That was the first allowance I gave them. So I emailed them. Please send me your phone number. I put it in the ad. Then I had that three times. Then they call me bossy. Then, I mean, I get professional, blah, blah, blah. But frankly, name calling and not following directions showed the first step was not following. The second thing, I have to ask two times, more than once. I have to ask more than twice because the first time, maybe they didn't read it. And should probably change it and put it at the top of the bottom because I sort of kind of have lost faith in people. But, yeah. After that, when I sent it out those other times and I didn't get an information, then the third one, he called me bossy. No, I'm annoyed because you blatantly disrespected something I took time to type out. Ultimately, I decided not to do business with this CQC because they were not worth the hassle. I mean, if you can't even follow basic instructions and then you justify lack of, which, again, going back to a previous episode, justification is the first step of doing wrong. You justified it with some snowflake. And the irony is, I mean, I'm black, he's black, and he was also racist and rude because he assumed I was white. No, I should not I regret, and I'm going to have a list of regrets. I regret allowing me to get that far. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. I am more at fault. And that is a level of maturity when you realize by allowing this, I am at fault. No, I had better things to do. I mean, granted, I wasn't in the mood for McDonald's, but it would have been easier just to have stayed in my writing instead of rushing to get something to eat because that was my time. Once again, time is a non-renewable resource. I wasted time on emailing this client, being aggravated by, and I ended up dumping him anyway. So I wasted time responding to his emails. I wasted time leaving my class early. I wasted time waiting on his response for said information. I can't get that time back. Much like Jay-Z's cheating on Beyonce made for good music, his actions made for a recent example of the word allow, but it wasn't. But I have a question. Was it worth the aggravation? And that's the thing. When you allow something that you know, and I truly like the French version of the verb to know, connaisseur and to dear. And I always forget which one is to know of versus know intimately. Like, I know Beyonce, I know of her. But I don't know her as a person like I know my friends. I know my surrogate mom. You know, it's like, I know the celebrity of. Same with Elton John. I call him Uncle Elton in my head. I know, totally off subject, but I love his music. He's one of my favorite male artists. But I digress. One of my teachers from college will love the fact that I actually use that sentence. I digress. I used it a lot. But what experience you realize, it's mentally healthy for me to be like, I can't allow this. And stand by the fact that I said that. That's the key to it. A lot of people are like, going to be Peele and Keen skit about, okay, where I think it's the skinny one. I can never remember which one's Peele. Well, Keel, that's it. Keel is the, they both made it really cute in drag. I know, and that's a whole other topic about black men in drag. But they were making fun of women who are like, you know what? He's late for this date, and I'm going to tell him something, and blah, blah, blah. And Peele was like, okay. Okay, and then the more she's saying what she's going to do, it's like, okay. Like, I know you're full of it. You lose your credibility when you do not stand by the fact that you stop saying, I allow. Respect yourself enough to be like, I can't. This is not working for me. I cannot allow this. Certain things can be allowed. You know, there is an exception to every rule. Like, even going back to, you know, honor thy mother and father does not mean allow them to abuse you or allow them to lie under a court of law. There was that Lee case at the turn of last century. I felt bad for the little boy because he witnessed this was in the South. They made a Lifetime movie about it. So this Jewish textile mill owner in Georgia was killed because a little boy lied on him and said he was the one who killed a little white girl. But the little boy's parents told him to lie. So in that case, the exception was he did what his mom and dad told him. He honored our mother and father, which is in the command, but they had him do wrong, and it didn't allow justice for an innocent victim, and it caused someone else to get harmed, which was something he asked. He was a child. And yeah, but when you allow, you become a slight to somebody else's wants and your own unhappiness. That's not, no, life is too short. And that's something else that comes with middle age. You just become more aware of your mortality. Like, as a 34-year-old, I am closer to middle age than I am to being a teenager. And frankly, I don't think I have the patience to be a teenager again. I mean, I'm getting gray hairs. I'm getting gray hairs in places I don't want them to be. Yeah, I know, TMI, but anyway. I mean, I've had this discussion with my surrogate mom about my grays. Like, we had this discussion about gray hairs when I was in Target. I was not buying hair dye, by the way. I was just walking around Target on the phone because that's what you do. So, yeah. It, 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 feels, it hurts to, especially when you've been passive for so long, to be like, I'm going to stand by the fact that I said I'm not allowing this. I regret allowing that CQC to, and that sort of rhyme, CQC annoy me. It could rhyme. Anyway, yeah. No, I should not have given this person permission when they didn't send the stuff the first time. Delete, because I said it in my ad. They were not the special snowflake of princess something in the water does not compute, because they couldn't even comprehend stuff second time. And the name calling is on. If you are this disrespectful, you're not worth having for those low pays. Some gave me experience, but you know what? They weren't worth staying at and allowing that to continue, whether it was allowing somebody to say something that is, or allowing that coworker to dump their work on me. And I was just listening to the Issa Rae's Awkward Black Girl, and she was talking about the lazy coworker. I had one. He would use every excuse in the book. It was everything from my daughter's car is not working, my daughter had a baby with somebody. It's like her baby daddy could have given her a ride to work. Sister dying. I'm like, really? How many excuses has he used this month? He just doesn't want to be here. Put his on. And my boss at the time allowed it, and I allowed it by staying. That's something you live, you learn. And as a woman, it's like, you know what? So piggyback, I ain't got time for this. I ain't got time for this. I don't. I have to own my power. And I feel, nope. And my co-host is sleeping. He's on his Devo-ness. He's been having Devo moods. I even told one of my clients, it was a good client. His dogs are Rottweilers. I do want to get a Rottweiler one day. But Superman is a mini pincher. He's so cute. But yeah, he just wants to sleep and have you carry him like he's Elton, like he's the Queen of England or something. I sometimes think he acts like his Uncle Elton. And I even told him, I'm going to keep on acting up and sending you to your Uncle Elton. I love Elton John. Anyway, so this past Monday was my biological mom's birthday. If she had lived, she would have been 64. And it's weird because, you know, everybody like, and I also really didn't think about the fact that it was the day before was the 8-year anniversary of, and I don't even like that word anniversary, death day. Let me call it what it is, death day. Anniversary comes from the Latin, I think it's the Latin word for year. And in French or Spanish, because they're both Latin-based, but it's like birthday, anniversaire. There's nothing happy about the day somebody, unless it's a case of goodbye, Earl, it's really nothing to be happy about when somebody dies. Or they're terminally ill and it's better just to pull the plug. But either way, it's like, no. But when it comes to Michael Jackson's death day, it's like, oh, it's the day before my mom's birthday. Because Michael Jackson was a celebrity. He wasn't somebody who held my hand when I was in the hospital having a catheter in my urethra. He was a celebrity that was the soundtrack of my life. Well, part of the soundtrack of my life. And that's, you know, for his kids, he was dad. And I actually feel bad for his mom, Catherine, because that's like the second kid she had died. Because when her youngest, according to Wikipedia, you know how Wikipedia is, she had a newborn die. And I'm not a mom, but just that thought of outliving your children, it's no longer celebrity loss. It's damn. I can't fathom that kind of loss because it goes against the natural order of what you're taught. You're taught you bury your parents. There's even a quote that says you're not even a true adult until you've buried a parent. And I can wrap my head around that concept because when your parents are no longer on earth, you can't go running to them for help. You truly have to learn how to stand on your own 2 feet. And by parent, it's not even just the parent like in the biological or legal senses, whomever raised you is your parent. And to not be able, it forces you to mature. But when you have a child, loss is like, no. And speaking of a lost child, the Otto Wabber. His death was the day after my episode where I made a comment about it. I feel bad for his parents. And it's like, oh my God, that's horrible. You can't say anything because, you know, you wanted to see your kid graduate from college and you saw him graduate from high school. You don't know what to say. But I will say, you know, besides my, you know, you want to grieve your baby. You have to bury your baby. There's no warmth about it. When I was in the grocery store, you know how it is. You're like looking at the ringer rags. I know that's not a real sentence, but let's face it. They're at the counter. They're ringing. You know, you read them when you're waiting on your stuff to get rung up, or you read them when you're walking around the store. And I've done that, you know, looking for something, blah, blah, blah. They said he died a hero. Now that I have an issue with. Because the Defense Department told him not to go. And there have, again, according to Wikipedia, let me see, cite their source. Okay, according to the New York Times, like their footnote says, this is from the New York Times, that between 1996 and the apologize for that. My phone actually died during the clip. I don't know. Maybe it's hacking. Who knows? But these 1 of 6, and 16 is not a lot of people, but the fact that the government was like giving it the side eye. And in your 20s, you do a lot of stuff that doesn't make sense, but a country run by a guy who killed his uncle that the Defense Department, that's not Democrat or Republican. That is really, that's not being a hero. I mean, even a hero would be, and I sort of felt like that particular rag just have stuck to entertainment, like, you know, Kim Kardashian untouched pictures of her cellulite, not their opinions on international foreign issues that are not related to entertainers. No. If he had have been like trying to protest their inhumane treatment, but going there on a tourist trip and possibly pulling down propaganda, no, that's not dying a hero. That's just being an irresponsible, what some people would consider an irresponsible snowflake college student. It is what it is. And again, I apologize. I feel bad for his parents having to bury a child. And they want to blame everybody else. But at the end of the day, he made the choice to go to a country that does not like Americans. And apologize for the 10 seconds of deadness. This is Rambles. I'm Anita. Bye.